There were three Hungarian gedolim who all discussed a shiloh, which is not much of a shiloh, but it's nice Torah in honor of Purim, which is, are you allowed to send shalach manas to your Rebbe? I think the Velt has paskened on this one, that it's the minhag Yisrael that everybody sends shalach manas to their Rebbeim, to the Rav of their shul, to the Rebbe in yeshiva, whatever it is. But what would be the reason that perhaps one should not send shalach manas to one's Rebbe? The original tshuva, I think it's the original one, is from the Shalos and Tshuvas Yehuda Ya'ale, which is the Rebbe Yehuda Assad. He was a Hungarian gadol. There's also another tshuva from a slightly later Hungarian gadol in the Shalos and Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim. And there's also one of the grandchildren of the Chasam Sofer. For some reason, it's slipping my mind which one it was. But there is a discussion in that particular sefer as well. I have it somewhere. I can't find it right this minute, but I have it somewhere written down in some notes where there's another sefer that discusses it. But they're basically all playing with the same Maror Makomos. First of all, it's Paskin and Yerideya by the Ramah in Simon Reish Mem Beis Seif Tez Zayin She'in LeTalmid Lishol B'Shlom Rabo Klal. They quote a pasuk in Iyov, which basically says that when you see your Rebbe, you should be have some sense of trepidation. You shouldn't say how are you doing, Rebbe. And the Lamaisa, the Gemara has a chiluk between you're not allowed to say shalom aleichem. You're only allowed to say shalom alecha, Rebbe Umori, or something to that effect. This is based on this comment of the Ramah. Is based on Yerushalmi and Maseches Shkolim in the second parak, right, where it quotes that you're not allowed to. Rev Zeira would not ask how Rabbah was doing. He wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to Rabbah. However, there's a contradictory Bavli sort of in the Gemara and Shavas Peites and all those Matan Torah sugyas over there. So it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu chastises him and he says, Moshe, ain shalom b'irecha. He says, is there no shalom? And why don't you give me shalom aleichem? And Moshe answers back, klum yesh evech nosin shalom l'rabo. Sounds like he was saying isn't it inappropriate for me to wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom aleichem? And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held that he should have, and Hashem answers him an interesting answer, not for now, but Lamaisa, we have this idea that on one hand there is an inyan to say shalom aleichem to your Rebbe and to give shalom, and it's like mishloach manas ish l'reyeyu would be saying that we're on the same level, that we give shalach manas to one another, we're buddies, we're friends. On the other hand, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves of such activities. So the Maria Sad wants to say, the pshat is that in the Yerushalmi you're saying shalom aleichem to his face right away, when you see him, you greet him the same way you would greet a regular friend. But certainly to ask how your Rebbe is doing or anything like that, that's for sure mutter. And he says that maybe is the pshat. That maybe is the pshat when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning bush, so he was afraid. He hid his face because he was afraid to look. If you learn in the Gemara and Brachas, there's actually conflicting deos in the Gemara. Was it a good thing or a bad thing that Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face? We're coming in this week's Parsha, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hareini nas kvodecha. So one comment in the Gemara and Bracha says, now you want to see when I wanted to show you my kavod at the burning bush, so then you didn't want to see. Now you want to see, so I don't want to show you anymore. And there's another day that says, no, he was zochet to Karan Arpanov, he was zochet to so much because he was afraid to look in the face of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So again, you have a lot of conflicting sources in terms of what should be the proper approach. Nevertheless, he says that shalach manas, that shalobafan of, meaning if you're sending it al yidei shaliach, are you delivering it, and it's not going straight to the Rebbe's face, for sure, l'chol adeis is going to be mutter, even according to those opinions who say that it's inappropriate to approach the Rebbe like a friend. But he says not only that, but you have to also understand that the Gemara says that if you're maybe daron the Talmud Chacham, ki'ilu hikriv bikurim, right? To give a Talmud Chacham a present, to be mahana Talmud Chacham for your nechassim is a great zechus. And therefore, if you want to give to your Rebbe, so that's a tremendous thing. He says, it's calling him re'eyu. He says, nah, come on, there's no re'eyu. It's not a problem. So he says, it says tons of times, you think the mitzvah of Yahavta Re'echa Kamocha doesn't apply to your Rebbe? He says, that's ridiculous. He says, Lo Samad Adam Re'echa, so if your Rebbe's drowning, you're not going to save him because, I don't want to make him look like my friend. You know, Kavachomer, you would save him because he's your Rebbe. So therefore, there's no inyan whatsoever to be Choshesh, if you're sending it and you're not saying Shalom Aleichem to his face like he's a regular guy. But that's, again, there's so many conflicting deus. Obviously, if in today's times, when we're dealing with a Maisa Mitzvah, we're dealing with something which is Dafka considered a show of Kovet to give somebody else Shalach Manas. I don't think the Shaila even gets off the ground. He brings a raya that it's Mutter from the Gemara and Maseches Megillah, since it's still Purim, we're learning Maseches Megillah, Zion and Medbeis. Rabbi Yudah Anasi sent to Rabbi Oshia, right, an Amta de Igla Tilsa. So he sent him the thigh of a very chashuva piece of veal, or a cat. I don't know how you want to learn it, but I always learned it as good veal, not tortured veal. And he also sent him garba de chamra, he sent him a flask of wine, and then Rabbi Yoshia says back, kiyamta banu rabbeinu u'mishloach manos ish l'reil matanos levyonim. Apparently, he was very poor, so he says, you were yotze both, shloach manos and matanos levyonim. Right, so you see what? That he calls Rabbi Yudah Anasi Re'ehu. He says, you're my friend, Mishloach Manos Ish Re'ehu. And still, he calls him Rabbeinu. So that's his raya, that there's nothing wrong with applying dinim of Re'ehu to your Rebbe. So that's basically Maria Sad, and that's how everybody comes out. In the Shas and Shiva's base, Sha'arim happens to be, he doesn't like that raya. And he says maybe Rabbi Yudah Anasi wasn't Rabbi Oshia's Rebbe Muvhak, which is possible but not probable, because Rabbi Oshia, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshia were Rabbi Yudah Anasi's assistants in editing the Mishnayos. So who else would have been their Rebbe if not the Gadol Ador, if not the Nasi? And he says maybe the only reason he called him Rabbeinu is that he was the Nasi. But Inachinah, maybe it wasn't his Rebbe Muvak, and therefore it wouldn't have been such an egregious violation to call him, you know, to take Shalach Manos and call him Ish Re'ehu. That's possible. If you look in the Brisker Rav's Sefer, where he talks about Kavod Rabbo versus Kavod Rebbe Muvak versus Kavod Stam Kavod Rav, I don't think he would have made that chiluk anyway. But I don't recall the whole shtickle in my mind right now. But I think he would have said that you'd still be chayav to be mechabed him to the point that you wouldn't call him Re'ehu. But I could be mistaken. But even so, I thought you could be docha the Beis Sha'arim's shita with just a simple comment of Tosfos. Tosfos, when discussing the concept of mipnei seva tokum and standing up, or adarta mipnei zaken, standing up for Talmud Chacham, Tosfos points out that there's a diff chilik between Rebbe Muvak and Rebbe that's not Muvak. He says, but the Gedolei Ador, Shebechol Dor Vador, Chacham Muflug, has a din of the Rebbe of Kol Yisrael, even if you never learn two words from him. You could have a Gadol B'Yisrael come to town, and you have to treat him with the same cover that you would treat a Rebbe Muvak. That's where the phrase, Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael, comes from, that we treat a Rebbe, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, what we call an Adam Gadol B'Zman Hazeh, we treat him as your Rebbe Muvak, even if you never learned a word from him. So I didn't think that raya of the Beis Sha'arim held up, at least according to Shita Satosos, which Lanius Daiti is how he paskin. And therefore, I thought that you could still use the Yudah Yala's raya as a valid proof that it's mutter to send Shalach Manos. Lemaisa, I can't speak for other people who have Talmidim, but it's always a big zechus to receive Shalach Manos from your Talmidim. It's always a something which lifts your spirits to see the Talmidim, even if you don't, even if they don't bring anything. Nobody really needs the Shalach Manos, but just to see the Talmidim, to have a little time to spend Simchas Purim with them, is always a very good show of Achva Vareis, like the Manos HaLevi likes to say, and it's Lanius Daiti, it is a showing of Kavod HaTorah, and not a Zilzal in that Kavod.